Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Welcome to another episode of Soul to Soul Wellness. My name is Kay Vlachos and I'm so glad that you're here today. Casey McDermott has dream journeyed with me twice now, and you are going to love listening to how her journey has unfolded. Dream Journeying is my one-on-one personalized spiritual mentoring program. And through her very first time dream journeying with me, Casey discovered she has the most powerful intuitive gifts. Casey's dream journeying experience unfolded very quickly and in a very exciting way. And she's blowing people's minds today with her ability to read angel and oracle cards. And the fact that she's created her own card deck is just so incredible. Reading cards is a new part of her journey, as you will hear, and I'm loving watching her spiritual expansion continue to blossom. Now, what I love about this powerhouse is her incredible ability to fully own her decisions in her life once she commits. Once she commits, she's all in, and I believe this is a huge reason as to why her abilities opened up so easily. She's embraced walking this sometimes vulnerable path with me, and I'm super appreciative for her trusting me with this process, as well as trusting in her loved ones who have been supporting her along the way as well. Now, if you're interested in seeing Casey in person after you meet her here today, you are going to be able to come and attend a beautiful event with her and myself here on the Sunshine Coast. We've created Exploring Your Guidance, and this is going to be a beautiful afternoon where during our time together, we will welcome you with a beautiful welcome ceremony, meditate together, invite you to receive your own personal card messages and readings from both Casey and myself, activate your intuitive abilities, and then we're going to offer a collective group reading as well as some nourishment and refreshments before closing our afternoon together in ceremony. So save the date, the 26th of May, 2024, 1 to 4 p.m. here in Caloundra. I will add all the details in the podcast show notes for you to save your spot. Now, this is a beautiful way to spend some quality time with your soul bestie, perhaps your mum, your sister, even your daughter, if she's a teen or older. Lean into your knowing, your heart will guide you here if you're meant to spend the afternoon with us. One of the things I love so much that Casey shares with us today is that the biggest learning she discovered is that if she feels uncomfortable, this is her sign to say yes to uncomfortableness. Feeling uncomfortable to Casey means this is the path she needs to follow in order to grow and win in her life. In Casey's words, dream journeying makes you have a really, really close look at your life with a really big magnifying glass. She's continuing her psychic development journey with me now in one-on-one energy healings, and we have so much fun together. Her abilities continue to expand in ways she never realized they would. And this is the same for all of us, you included, when we commit to this spiritual path. She's fully trusting in her capabilities and is still stepping into her infinite potential. So watch this space, because this beautiful powerhouse is just beginning on her journey. Casey's advice to anyone who is thinking of dream journeying is just to be an open channel and allow yourself to be vulnerable on your journey. Before we jump into our soul chat together, I'd love to let you know that Kat Mokes and myself have two spots left for our upcoming Sacred Soul Sanctuary retreat in Ubud, Bali in October 2024. We have one twin share room left, guys, and if you'd love this to be yours and you have a special someone who you know would absolutely love to experience this with you and you are already manifesting this into existence for yourself, please reach out to me via Instagram or Facebook. I would love to manifest this with you and let me share with you all the exciting plans we have for our amazing spiritual journey together. From visiting the well-known pyramids of Chi to the amazing venue we've secured for our 6 days and five nights together, which, by the way, you can view your bedroom online on soul2soulwellness.com.au, to getting you to and from the retreat to the airport and back if you're flying in and out specifically for our retreat and on the day of the retreat, immersing yourself in the Balinese culture, walking you through your own water purification ceremony at one of the most beautiful water temples in Bali, we're helping you to explore your personal divinity connection immersed in this tropical haven. Expand your own psychic abilities, heal and restore in nature, and have an amazing time as we do so. We're going to have the most fun time together. Blending both Kat and my knowledge and experience with numerology, sacred sound healings, meditation, manifesting, breath work, mindset mastery, NLP, and more, you are going to transform in the most magical way, and your life is going to up-level in the most exciting way. Now, if you're experiencing a knowing in your heart right now that you're supposed to be a part of this special group of women with Kat and myself, trust in this knowing and reach out and let's make this happen for you right now. If your body is vibrating with excitement at the anticipation and she's tapped into the feeling of this incredible energetic container, my question to you is, what are you waiting for, my beautiful friend? Leap into your dream. Leap into your dream life. Own your decision to take this next step in your life because you can, and for no other reason than this. Your intuition knows, your intuition guides, and then it's up to you to trust in the unfolding. So if your intuition knows how transformational this is going to be for you, listen to the calling of your beautiful soul. With no further ado, I introduce you to the beautiful powerhouse that is Casey McDermott. Hey, beautiful Casey, how are you?
Hi, nice to see you.
Normally, when we'd be on a Zoom, we would be doing a dream journeying session, but today is a completely different setup. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. Good. It is good. Definitely a different vibe, but that's okay. We're going to just roll with this today.
So I want to say a big thank you for agreeing to jump on a recording with me today to talk about your dream journey experience with me, and as well the exciting things that you're doing in your world at the moment. Yes. And for some of my listeners, well, probably most of my listeners, they would not know you as the face behind the brand Cards by the Sea.
Yes.
So I'm excited because I get to introduce you.
Yes.
To the world, essentially.
Yep.
So I reckon we start with asking you, what is Cards by the Sea for anybody that may not know?
Okay. So Cards by the Sea was created / birthed through my dream journeying with yourself when I was going through all of that process, establishing that things that I thought were just, oh yeah, I'm good at doing that or connecting with this or whatever, that I actually really have a strong gift. So I am not somebody that does anything half-hearted, and it was a massive jump in the deep end and just give it a go. And I was fortunate enough to have a really beautiful girlfriend who does amazing illustrations. And I spoke to her about my idea of creating a deck of cards. affirmation cards that were based around elements and just what that meant to me. And she took my vision and just basically my words of what I was looking for. And she illustrated everything beautifully. I created all the wording around each of the four elements and put it all together. I had another amazing friend who helped design it all in regards to formatting and all of that sort of stuff. And off it went to the printers. And next minute, I have created a deck of cards. I handmade all of the bags that they come in. And yeah, it just all really happened quickly, but also not, if that makes sense. So there are a deck of cards that I use daily. I have a lot of amazing women who have purchased them, and yourself included, who you've then gifted to others. And I've also had little things where I've gifted them to people who follow my pages. Doing daily card readings, not just with my cards, but other cards as well. So, yeah.
I'm so proud of you. However, when you look back on your journey, because it's been a couple of years now, would we say?
Yes. Yeah.
What would you say to that version of Casey?
Oh.
About her journey, like her upcoming journey, because you had no idea this was about to unravel.
No, I knew that there was definitely stuff there that I was wanting to create and bring into my world. I didn't know exactly what that looked like. I was just trusting the process. I was trusting that there was a reason that I'd connected with you, and what was going to come of that, I had no clue. Like I said, I'm an all-in girl. I'm balls and all. And I literally just went, right, if it feels like it's a hell yes, it's full throttle. And nothing that I did came slowly. Every part of my journey was very quick, very strong, very powerful. And I think that was part of the excitement of the whole process, is that I actually was excited to see what was next for me. If it scared me a little bit, that was okay, because I knew that I had people around me that were prepared to hold my hand through whatever that looked like. So I guess from that perspective, I would recommend it to anybody, because you just don't know what can come of having just a simple conversation, really. Yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because you didn't actually know why you were reaching out to me for.
No clue.
You just saw that I was offering something and you felt the instinct to kind of reach out and say, can I have a chat about what it is that you're offering? And you just trusted the feeling.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what can happen when you trust the feeling.
Whatever
feeling that is. Yeah. And just say yes to it if it excites you or you're curious about it and it feels safe and it feels good in your body. Because you came into dream journeying not even knowing that you had superpowers, I like to call them.
Yeah, had no clue.
and I'm going to say that Casey has no idea how powerful her abilities are, because she has nothing to compare them to. She's actually one of the clients that has grown so quickly in a short period of time. And you're offering card readings now, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
How are they going?
It's interesting because to start with, I was very nervous about reaching out to people to say, hey, can I practice on you, so to speak? Because it's a bit daunting to show your vulnerability, which is what it felt like. Oh, it was a very vulnerable space for me to say, oh, I can sense this. This is what I'm getting. And whether or not they were into it or not into it, I had no clue. And obviously it was people that were trusted around me that I tried it on first. And a lot of people are a bit, how does somebody know this? But I guess over the time, as things started to progress and, you know, asking people on my page give me something and I'll give you a reading back. And to get that validation back going, how did you know, sort of thing. Well, I don't, I'm just giving you the message that came through from what I'd received. So I guess having readings more and more now with other people who I know nothing about, which is probably the most validation I can have, is when I genuinely know nothing about that human's life and they're just looking at me as if like, what the hell just happened? Like, that blows my mind that that's something that I can give to somebody else. Like, that still is like, holy hell.
Do you have an example of something that's happened in a reading that you would share with us? Obviously not naming names or anything like that, but a theme or something that happened that helped you validate your abilities?
Yes. Just recently I've been offering some readings to friends and family of a group of ladies that are my sisterhood. And I had one that had come to take up the offer, and just in conversation, I'm just like, we're going to start this around a theme. You need to tell me what that looks like, what that is. And I was giving her examples and she's just staring at me as if, how did you know they were, that's what I wanted to talk about today or what my questions were about? And I'm just like, don't know, that's just what you're here for. So I guess from that, everything just continued to flow and it unveiled itself as it was coming through. And I guess the beauty of my readings is, I don't know if you'd call it the beauty of it, but the way that my readings come through, they're very direct. They're no nonsense. It's, this is your message. This is what you need to be told. I hope you're listening, because it can sometimes be a little bit brutal, and some of her messaging was, and it can be very confronting and a little bit emotional sometimes, but it's also sometimes the exact thing that they're needing to hear at that point in time as well. And for her to sit there at the end of it and be just looking at me as if like, everything that you just said, what the, like, that was just like, oh wow, like, I've really, whatever's going on in her world right now, that's just sort of completed it and really given her some homework and some focuses to move forward with. So that was pretty cool.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And I had the opportunity last Friday. Both my daughter and I came and had separate readings with you. And firstly, you blew my daughter's mind. Like,
And I know it's pretty hard to do that with that child.
Yes. And when we hopped in the car, I did grab some feedback from her and said, will you come back for another reading? And she was like, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, and she's a teenager. You can't mess around with teenagers. And she was
they call you out real quick.
Yep. She was really, really impressed. And with my reading as well, like, you were spot on. It was amazing. I think I remember saying to you during the reading, I was excited. I was excited to sit down with you. And then I remember having a mix of emotions, like feeling very emotional, but it's still excited at the same time. And like, it was a very life-affirming experience for me, because your reading affirmed to me the work that I'm doing and the way that I'm living my life, that I really am on the right path, which I knew, but the way that you articulated it and the way that you shared that with me was just so cool. And I think, you know, why wouldn't you want to feel that way? Like, why wouldn't you want to have that opportunity to get affirmation in that way or receive guidance in that way? Like, it's a really, really cool thing. So I want to actually touch on, how do you receive your messages when you are pulling cards? Because for everybody, it's different.
Absolutely. And thank you for saying that. It's really cool to get positive feedback, or, you know, whatever feedback, it's always helpful. For me personally, it pictures, people don't necessarily connect with, I connect with words, I connect with the pictures, the colors, the imagery. Different things stand out, and it's almost like they morph off of the card, if that makes sense. Sometimes it can be looking like it's vibrating, and different things will just come through. The more I connect into the card and what that card is themed around, the more information that can come through. So it's also very relevant for the person who's receiving the reading to be very open to what's coming through. If the same energy is not being received, it makes it a little bit more challenging, and they don't necessarily get what they're looking for because they're almost blocking that message. So I have had that experience as well, where I've had the energy is not really open to being received. So unfortunately, that wasn't a great experience, but majority of the readings that I do, it's very much the words emulate throughout the colours and the pictures. And I see things in the cards that, and I use you as an example, I showed you a card and I said, tell me what you see on that card. And the first thing that I see was the last thing that you saw after you analysed that card. So it's actually quite interesting how different people look at things. And mine almost have, I always like to say it's sort of cartoonish, because they pop up and do their little things as they're coming off, because that's the different messages that keep just dropping through and what is the more important message that that person's needing to receive at that time. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Sometimes it's a bit like, holy crap, slow down. I can't get all of that out to them at that one moment. But then other times it's just like they're thinking about showing me what that message is. So yeah, it's always interesting. Every reading's different.
It must be so exciting.
It is. It can be sometimes a little bit full on when there's so many things coming out. And as I'm sometimes delivering whatever that first initial message is, other stuff can come through. And what I find is some of the things aren't necessarily from the card. It could be images that they're just showing me in my head, like apples, like random things. But it's an image of an apple with different characteristics, and I explain what I'm seeing to whatever the other message is, and it creates a story. And the person who's receiving that message, I'm just like, does that make sense to you? Because it means nothing to me. But and the fact that they're sitting across the table from me going, yep, like I'm just like, holy, I don't know what that means, but please tell me that means something to you, because it's coming in and they really want you to understand what it is. So that's usually pretty cool.
That's very cool. And you did that for us last week, mm-hmm. and especially from my daughter, like you actually touched on in the reading exact topics that her and I had conversations around previous to us coming to see you. And yep. I remember like both of us just being floored, because you used the same wording. And we actually, before we came, I think I shared with you, she's been requesting something, and I said, well, if Casey mentions this word in yep. the reading, then I'm open to considering this, but she has to yep. mention this particular word. And yep. within 5 minutes of you starting the reading, you've dropped this word into conversation. Yep. And it just
I don't actually know it even took that long. I think no. It was literally in the first, I'm just like, looked at her. I've just like looked at her and gone, and she's just like looked at you straight away. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on here, but okay.
It was so funny. And you did that a few times through the reading. So this is how accurate you are. And anybody who's listening, honestly, if you feel drawn to Casey, curious, go and follow her on Instagram. It's Cards by the Sea is her handle. And
that's with the letter C. The letter C, not the word C.
I think Casey, C, letter yes. C. And she does put daily readings up there, and they're really accurate. So if you love this sort of guidance, then go and follow it. and see how you go. And if you want to take that one step more, reach out to her and ask for a reading, because you will have your mind blown. Like, she's that good. And I call her powerhouse for a reason. So interestingly, I wanted to ask you, before you started dream journeying with me and now post dream journeying, how has it added value to not only what you're doing now in the wellness realm, in your life? Like, because I really believe dream journeying helps you in all areas of your life.
Absolutely. I think before I started dream journeying, I think it's really easy to get caught up in our day-to-day lives and everything that's going on. Once I started doing the dream journeying, and like each meeting that we would have, we would go over different things, different topics, different scenarios that were happening in my world, and really pulling that apart and working out, okay, is that making my bucket full? What's depleting my bucket? How do I get me back on track to be the best version of me, so then I can be that for others if that's what I choose? Or how do I best support my immediate family? How do I best support myself first and foremost? And sometimes that's really hard to do, put yourself first. So that was a bit of a challenge within itself to start with. Because if I hadn't have done that, all of these other things wouldn't have come to fruition. So it's definitely something that it's not an easy thing to do. It's definitely something that you have to put the work in to create what you want to see. So yes, there was a lot of manifesting. Yes, there was a lot of life scripting. Yes, there was a lot of, okay, I'm going for a shower and I'm cutting cords. And there was a lot of boundary setting. There was a lot of heavy conversations with my husband and stuff like that, and things that I didn't think wanted to know. But I was just like, well, you're going to know. I feel a little bit uncomfortable about talking to you about this, but what do you think about? Because I thought, am I being crazy to think that I can create a deck of cards and that I can do these things and whatever else? And I didn't know what he was going to say. And he was just like, hell yes, you want to do it? I got you. Like, and I really didn't expect that. So I think sometimes we can really easily sabotage our own journeys, and it's easy to go, oh, that feels really uncomfortable, and that makes me feel a bit, I don't know if I should do it. The biggest thing that I've learned from my dream journeying moving forward, if I feel uncomfortable about anything, it's definitely what I have to do. So if I feel icky, or if it's like just not, I feel uncomfortable because should I or shouldn't I, it's an automatic yes. Because what am I going to get from not trying it? I'm not going to do it, like, I'm just going to sit where I am. Whereas if I give it a go, I'm going to learn something along the way. I might fail, but I'm failing with success at the same time, because I'm actually growing and learning by putting myself in a vulnerable position. And I guess the most important part is through having doing the dream journey, understanding to have those right people around you, and knowing that people just want to see you win, right? So, and if they're not wanting to see you win, are they the people that you need to have around you anymore? So it makes you have a really, really, really close look at your world with a really big magnifying glass to really identify what's going to make your heart burst. And I know that I've had conversations with friends after the fact, I guess, having had these amazing experiences. And I just sort of say, if it doesn't make your heart burst, don't do it. Like, if it's not going to bring value to your world, why do it? If it makes you feel amazing, if doing those things make you feel great, well, then you're winning. It doesn't matter what other people think. So it's, that's sort of like how I challenge myself each day, is like, okay, does this make me happy? Yes, it does. Perfect. I keep moving forward. There's always going to be bumps along the way, but I guess that's part of all of our paths, right? We're always going to find something that's going to derail us slightly. And then we have to work out, okay, how do I get back on track? So,
love that. We're always getting opportunities to grow. So I kind of view the times that we're struggling or the times that we're getting called to step outside our comfort zone as areas of growth and an opportunity to learn more about ourselves. And it doesn't mean that we don't step into that space feeling like a bit wobbly or feeling the fear, right? We still, but we just have this different perspective where we know that we're meant to walk in that direction for a reason. And then just trusting that and just taking one step at a time. And you're really good at that. You're really good at breaking it down and going, this is my next step. And I think what I'm really, what I really admire about that is you fully own that next step and you're vulnerable at the same time.
Yeah.
So today, let's use today as an example. So hopping on this is something new, right?
Yes, it's that moment of feeling really uncomfortable because I've never put my face to my brand ever, and that's always been extremely daunting for me. And I know I shouldn't be, but it always has been. And now it's like I've been unveiled. So it's like if people, it's almost like it's like I've been, not like you said before, it's like you've exposed me to the world, so to speak. But it's not like it's not something that I'm ashamed of. It's definitely something that is like, yep, this is what I do. And you're either going to be like, holy crap, I never knew that. And why did that explains so much. Like you would always say these things to me or whatever. But it's also like, it's sort of been like, I like to do this stuff in, I guess, like my other world. Like there was a separation of like me being my friend to, you know, being a friend to all of my friends. And then this was my other thing that I did. So yeah, but it's pretty cool being in that space of vulnerability as much as I'm just like, breathe. Because when you asked me, I think you were just like, I don't know what she's going to say to this. And I was just like, yep. I just didn't even second guess. I was just like, yep, okay, what's going to happen? Just go with it.
You did say that this is your year of yeses.
Yes, and yeah, I kind of regret telling you that now.
I was just thinking then, I hope Patrick's not listening.
No, luckily for me, he's out of town for a few days.
Because my husband uses that on me in ways that, you know, he shouldn't, but he does anyway.
Yes, I think that's just
special favours. Right? Special favours.
Yeah, that's right.
And so these like baby steps that you're taking, and some of them are big. They're big leaps as well, big leaps of faith. What are you learning this year especially? What are you learning about yourself?
That I feel like just when you trust your intuition, when you trust your guidance, if I'm feeling a bit wobbly or a bit like, oh, I want to say yes and I feel like I definitely need to say yes, I talk to my peeps and I ask for very specific acknowledgements to say yes, that's what's supposed to be happening.
Who are your peeps for anyone that doesn't understand?
My peeps are my guides, who, and majority of the time is my grandfather, and I'll ask very specific questions and ask him to give me something very, very obvious that sometimes only I'll know, and in the most random way he'll give me the green light. I don't think I've ever actually received a red light from him yet. So he's obviously in agreeance of everything that I've been doing thus far. But I do also get my grandmother who also acknowledges things along the way. So if I get the scent of roses or I start seeing an abundance of roses, that's her. So I could just be saying, have you got my back on this? I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing. And it'll just start happening. I'll be seeing them on the TV or I'll be in the supermarket looking for a fabric softener, and the only fabric softeners that I can find are ones with roses on it. Like, it's just random. So that's just them saying to me, yeah, we got this. My grandfather does things with my car. Like, there's just different things that that's how they communicate with me, or they'll, you know, it, that's just how crazy they are. But also I'm the only one that knows. So that's the cool thing. So I think it's the fact that I am happy to ask the questions. Before, that would have really scared me to ask outside of the physical. So obviously having a conversation with somebody face to face and them going, yes, I support that decision, or yes, I think that's a great idea, or whatever. When you extend yourself to the spiritual world and ask for that guidance, to have confirmations come back and to trust in that, not in the physical, to guide you, that's insane, but like a massively cool insane. So I've definitely, yes, lots of little steps, but there's been some freaking massive ones, and it's always because they've gone, just do it. Just do it. And it's just like massive leaps. So I'm very lucky that they've got me.
I do. And every one of us has that ability to be supported by our own spiritual, I call it our spiritual support team. Yep. And that can be made up of, you know, angels and whoever you feel guided by, at past loved ones. You know, you may have spirit animals, you may have deities that you are drawn to, that you pray to, whoever it is for you, they are there for you. So you know, and if you don't know who it is, you know, you can just talk, you can just have spirit or universe or God, if you want to use that, and just have a name for it and talk to that and see what comes out of that for you, which is really, really cool. One of the big leaps that you're currently taking this year is actually to host events with co-creators.
Yes.
So how does that feel?
It's actually been really awesome. So I've been very fortunate to have some amazing co-creators wanting to work with me, which is, you know, that's amazing within itself and sort of blows my mind, because I'm just like, really? You want to do that with me? Like, okay, cool. But it's so, so much fun, because our energies are different, but they also just vibe so cool off of each other. So I know that when we get to do these events, they're just going to be insane. So I can't wait.
Do you want to share a bit about what you're doing with your events coming up, like all your events, if you feel comfortable sharing?
Yeah. So the first one that I've got coming up is in March, the 17th of March, and that's a breath and receive event that I'm doing with Kat, and she's an amazing breath work and sound healer that's here on the sunny coast where we are, and we're going to be doing that in a secret location by the beach. So if you purchase a ticket, you'll then get that information. And we're going to be doing a lot of breath work to start with, and then we're going to be doing some card reading as groups as well as individuals. So there's going to be a lot of magic happen at that one, and that's really exciting. And then we get to go and share a nice little brekkie or a coffee or whatever afterwards at a cute little cafe nearby. So that's super cool to be supporting local businesses as well.
Yeah. Sounds really cool. And yes, you and I have one coming up too at the end of May. Do you want to share about that?
That one is going to be insane, especially after, I guess, our experience together with me doing you as a reading and how insane that energy was.
I hope that
didn't
scare you.
No, like not at all. The energy was insane. So I can only imagine what this is going to be. So it's a circle that we're going to be doing where we're going to be making it a very safe and comfortable space for everybody so that they know that, you know, there's nothing to be worried about. No one's going to get anything that's too scary or anything like that. Maybe a little bit direct, but nothing too scary. We're going to do group readings, individual readings, and we're going to also get people involved in looking at the decks of cards themselves and trying to understand what they mean to them. Because like you mentioned before, we all look at cards very differently and we can all extract different messaging. So a bit of a, I guess, tutorial on how to be able to do it for yourself on a day-to-day basis as well.
The actual benefit of us two doing it together is we're actually going to have our own different interpretations.
Absolutely.
Reading cards and to be able to combine both meanings that you draw from the card and what I draw for the card is going to be really, really special to lay out the message for the person receiving the message. Like, I don't think even we know how cool this experience is going to be.
No, because my messaging
along.
My messaging can be very literal and very like boom. So it can be somewhat like what sort of moment. And I know that from having experiences with yourself when you're doing things, it's another dimension of how to receive the messages because yours come through in a different way. So I am super excited for the people who want to join us for that one because they're going to have their minds blown.
I feel like I'm thematic, very thematic, and then I can tap into the different levels of well-being, so to speak. And yep. I feel like you're really direct. So imagine the combinations of that mixed together. Yay.
It's going to be very cool. And then add in a layer of their own interpretation.
Yes.
Because they're the ones that know the ultimate question of what's on their heart and what their soul's looking for. So when you add that element to it, woof, I think it's
going to
be cool.
And in saying that, it's so important that whatever guidance you do receive as somebody receiving messages, that you filter that through your own intuition and discard anything that doesn't resonate.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, which is really beautiful. And our event is called Exploring Your Guidance.
Yes.
We're hosting that on the 26th of May at a venue that will be disclosed once that's confirmed. So if you're listening or watching to our podcast or YouTube interview today and you're interested, be sure that I will add all the information in the show notes either below the video or below the podcast or even on my website. If you follow Casey and myself, Cards by the Sea or Cave Latros at Soul to Soul Wellness, we'll also be talking about our events there, and you'll also be able to see the other things that both of us are doing separate from this event. So it's going to be very, very cool. I just have this feeling, Casey, that you're going to be inundated with new followers and people wanting readings from you because you really are that good.
Thank you. And it's really cool to be able to do it face-to-face, but also to be able to do it via, you know, FaceTime and stuff like that. The options of technology now are amazing. So that's super cool to be able to touch base with people, not just in the physical, but also via technology as well. So no one needs to miss out.
It's true. And you're continuing your development journey. So how's that going with developing your abilities and expanding?
Yes. Yeah. There's never a dull moment in my world, really. So I'm fortunate enough that I still am working with you and exploring all of the other opportunities that are yet to have revealed themselves to me. So each time we get together, there's something new that is going to be uncovered, and we don't know what that looks like. So there's a lot of excitement that comes from that, because from one little conversation and one little, hey, would you mind if we do this today? Do you trust? I'm like, yep, let's do it. And then you're just like, holy dooly. And I come out of every session, I must look like a deer in headlights, because I'm just like, what just happened? Like, it's insane, some of the stuff that happens, but it's so cool, because that's another layer that's been peeled back that's going to allow me to expand that extra step, which can only be, I'm only grateful for that, because it's another layer of something that I can use in my everyday life, but also in my business that I'm doing as well. So never a dull moment when I'm with you.
You know, I really believe that the leaps that you are taking forward in your life are because you trust. And yeah, like you do, you turn up and you're like, righty, let's go. Like, I just trust what's about to unfold. Like, whatever that mystery is that's about to unfold in our sessions together, there's no doubts. You feel safe, you feel held by your support team and in that space. And I really do believe that's why so much unfolds for us in the way that it does. It's like you mentioned before about when you read people, there is an element of opening up your auric field to receive, whether you know what that is or not, just opening up your heart to receive, I think expands the possibilities of what can be delivered to you in terms of messages or you know, the healing that you can have. Because as an energy healer myself, I feel that with each client, I feel the differences in their energy, and I'm able to witness the clients that actually are so open, and that interchange, that energy exchange is equal, and it's so much fun to play. To play in that space, because I too don't know what's going to happen. I just trust and ask that we're held in a safe space, and always working with the light. I am. I think that's where I like to be.
Absolutely, and I think it feels like I think the best way to describe it before going into any of my sessions with you and anybody who is wanting to try dream journeying or any of those things, or just exploring their own path, is just be an open channel. Like, that's the best way that I can explain it. And that means just allow yourself to be vulnerable in every aspect. If that means that there's going to be some tears along the way because you are genuinely really vulnerable, that's okay. Like, don't be ashamed to have a little cry if something's going on, because that's a release. And by you releasing that, it's allowing something amazing to come in and take its place. So just being open to being the channel of the energy that you have to bring to that experience is probably the best thing that I could recommend anybody to do, because you will have your mind blown almost every time. Well, I do. So, and it's always fun, because I never know what's the next thing that's going to be uncovered, and, you know, what can be discovered each and every time is not just for me personally, but it's also for the people that are around me who are going to benefit off of my growth. So I look at it from that perspective too. So that's pretty cool as well.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me. I really do appreciate you wanting to step outside of your comfort zone. And yes, I really do. I know how that feels, because I know that every time I do something new and unfamiliar, I get that feeling too. Yeah. So, and I love that we're not letting it stop us live our lives.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Life is for living now, right?
Yes.
And you are a beautiful example of that. So thank you so much, Case.
Thank you.
Before we say goodbye, where is the best way that people can connect with you if they want to reach you? What's the best way to do that, to come and find you?
Yep. So I do have Instagram, which, like you said before, Cards by the Sea with the letter C. There, I also have a Facebook page, which is also Cards by the Sea. So I'm on both of those. I do also have a website, but you can definitely message me through either of those other two platforms, and I will promptly get back to you if you want to reach out and do a reading with me or anything like that. That is absolutely awesome.
Also be able to purchase Casey's cards.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
If you would like to go and have a look at her beautiful deck. I use them in my healing room with my clients, and my clients absolutely love your messages because they're simple. The messages are simple. They're really effective, and the colours really, really connect with my clients. It's really interesting. I wish you could see what I get to see in the healing rooms when we're using your cards.
That would be so cool to see that. But, you know, you never know. That might be something that will happen at one of the upcoming events.
Oh, yes.
And I will have them there for our beautiful guests to purchase if they wish to on the day as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Case.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.